This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we kick off hour number three of the Thursday edition of the program. Still to come, justices in Alabama have rejected Supreme Court decisions.
Who do these guys think they are, anyway?
We'll explore what that means. Also on the way here, tracking devices for immigrants, something about beating children. We'll see how much of it we can squeeze in here to this final hour of the program. But we got to go to the phones first because Christer is still on the line from Sweden. Christer, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, sir.
So I'll recap a little bit here. So
yes.
If the guy is MPAA, Motion Picture Association of America, who contacted Washington and told them that Pirate Bay has to be dealt with. So what Washington did was they contacted the Swedish foreign embassy and told them, you got to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wednesday afternoon, 50 policemen.
Whoa, board up. We got audio there. Go ahead.
There were 50 policemen who went in and grabbed all the servers at a server hall where this Pirate Bay has their machines, their servers. And also, by the way, among those servers were a dozen or more other companies' servers, and they had nothing whatsoever to do with the Pirate Bay.
They just happened to be hosted by the same hosting company.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they are really, really angry about that.
This is almost like a digital version of what happens to people over here when they get mistaken for drug dealers, when the cops raid the wrong house and shoot somebody that has nothing to do with drugs. It's sort of the same thing. These poor guys lost their entire server as a result of these indiscriminate cops.
This is more like the cops blowing up an apartment building that has a drug dealer in it and killing a bunch of people.
Right.
It's an extreme example.
But it's a perfect analogy because they had absolutely nothing to do. They didn't even know that the Pirate Bay were hosted at the same premises, and their servers are being held now for nobody knows how long. And
we've got a server in Iraq somewhere, in I think Texas or on the East Coast, one or the other. I don't know who else is in that server hosting company's rack. I don't know who else, what the server above and below us are. I have no idea, and nor would the hosting company tell me. I demand to know who else you guys are hosting for. It's none of my business.
No. And what happened today, this evening, it's 3 o'clock in the morning here in Sweden.
Right.
But a few hours ago, the Swedish police, their homepage, polisen.se, polisen.se, were unavailable. So they have been unavailable now for about 6 hours.
Do you think they've been hacked?
They've been DOS, the denial of service attack. So
the angry pirates and hackers are attacking the police website now as a result. goes around comes around. It's digital violence essentially. They use digital violence on their servers, so now there's more coming back at them. This is what happens when you use violence on people. It's really
and
sick.
Not only that, also the anti-pirate bureau. They have also been hacked, but they're available. But they have a message now, and it's pretty interesting.
The hackers essentially tagged their website with a message when you go to their site.
Good no, stuff. Let's see if I can.
I don't know
find
if you know
it.
The word tag. You probably misunderstood.
Smart message. They say something. There is something about some guy who was driving, and he was chewing cat. You know the drug,
chewing
South American
cat?
Drug.
Oh, K H A. Isn't it K H A T?
E T K A T.
Okay.
And so he got busted, and they sued him for let's see, that's about $2,000.
Really?
No, they sued him for about $1,500.
Okay.
And because he was driving drunk on drugs.
Sure.
And he had his cat at home. And so And then they compared that to some guy who got prosecuted for sharing a movie through a file sharing network.
Right.
And he got like $2,000 in fine.
Wow, so a higher fine for file sharing as compared to driving while high on cot, essentially. Amazing. Now, didn't I think I read somewhere, Kleestern, maybe you can back this up, that the Swedish, the Pirate Bay was an immensely popular website in Sweden. You can basically, based on where the hits are coming from, you can sort of discover who's going where, and essentially they discovered that the Pirate Bay is one of the most popular sites for Swedish people, which means presumably there are a lot of Swedes that are actually using the site, using it to access illegal software and movies and that sort of thing. Do we really want to throw the entire country of Sweden, or maybe, you know, 25% of the country in jail because they've shared a file or two?
It's actually about 20% of the Swedish population who are involved actively in file sharing.
Wow, 20%, you know, that's just an incredible number. That's
amazing. And also, it's the, what do you say, it's active. I mean, these are students and young and adult people that are active, you know.
They're the future leaders of Sweden, for sure.
Exactly.
And if anybody believes that busting the Pirate Bay is going to make this so-called problem disappear, they are fooling themselves. It's whether or not the Pirate Bay comes back online, they'll be replaced within days by yet another organization, perhaps in a different country, that's going to provide the same exact service. Kleestern, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate the update from overseas, man. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
I want to read just a brief thing out of an email we got on this Pirate Bay. I got on this Pirate Bay thing.
Okay.
It says, Pirate Bay links only to copyrighted material. It does not host any itself. The action is highly questionable under current Swedish law, and if the court finds them guilty of some offense, it would put regular search engines like Google at risk as well, since they've also linked to copyrighted material.
Correct. Now it bears explaining how exactly this works. When you go to the Pirate Bay, they have different categories. You know, there's movies, there's music, there's programs, you can download software, that sort of thing. But you're not actually, when you click on, say, V for Vendetta, brand new movie. When you click on a movie, you don't actually download the movie itself. You download what they call a torrent. And we're using torrents on our website,
right,
on freetalklive.com to distribute our monthly archives. So you can download torrents to see what it's like without actually breaking the law, because you won't be breaking the law by downloading Free Talk Live. Anyway, you download this torrent, and it loads up into a torrent processor, a torrent program. And then once you load the torrent essentially tells your computer, okay, here's where you go to get information about who has this file. So then your computer knows at that point what other computers on the internet have the file you're looking for. So in essence, you're actually downloading the file from as many as 1,000 to 2,000 other people, depending on how popular that particular torrent is. It could just be 3 people that are distributing the file.
Right.
But you're not getting it from the Pirate Bay. They're only distributing the information. They're essentially distributing, it's kind of like the Anarchist Cookbook. They're distributing information, not the actual file. So the Anarchist Cookbook isn't giving you a bomb. They're giving you the instructions on how to make the bomb. The torrent isn't actually the file. It's the instructions for your computer as to how to go about finding the file, if that makes sense. So the Pirate Bay actually doesn't host any illegal files. So that's where your emailer's coming from, saying, what's the law they've broken?
Right.
The MPAA, by the way, had a few things to say about this. Here's their press releases. Let's see what it's like for them to gloat about their victory here, which, of course, is going to be short-lived at best. As I pointed out, the Pirates will have another website up within a matter of days, if not hours. And there were other sites. The Pirate Bay wasn't the only site on the internet like this. There are several competing sites. So therefore, it just means that the traffic will shift to one of the other websites out there. But the MPAA has a few things to say. They're going to brag about their victory. We'll share that with you coming up. Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage electric coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Including the live streams that we have there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both on the house, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the Pirate Bay. They've been taken down by authorities. They've gone in, and they've had their servers raided, and they've confiscated servers. In fact, while they were at it, they confiscated some other servers that happened to be nearby, even though they didn't actually belong to the Pirate Bay. So a whole bunch of other people lost their websites in the process. The Pirate Bay is a website that facilitates people being able to essentially share files with one another. They don't actually host the files. They just simply point in the right direction, if you will.
Right.
I was just reading online during the break that apparently the people that were running the Pirate Bay website have vowed to come back. They're moving their server to another country, and it's only going to be a matter of days before they're back online and fully functioning yet again. So we're going to come back. I wanted to get to the MPAA press release just to see what their gloating was like. But first, we go to the phones because you can take control of the airwaves. So let's talk to John in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Nothing. I've got yesterday I got busted for a smoking ticket. And,
smoking what?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
There's a ticket for smoking?
If you're underage.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a citation, actually, and they give you the option of, you can either take the citation and, you can take a 4-hour class on tobacco use or something.
Right, so they can tell you how bad it is.
Oh, exactly. Like, right. I don't have that going down my throat all the time. And, or they can just call the parents and your parents deal with it. And I was
Wait. Hold on now. Before you tell us what you chose, how would your parents not find out about the 4-hour-long class?
I have no clue. That's a good point. I'm 16 years of age, so I could probably have driven myself to that class, but...
I see.
Okay.
So what did you choose?
Well, he didn't give me a choice. I told him, listen, it's my birthday... because it was, and I said, I'm 16 years of age. I was actually planning on just telling him I'm 18 and saying I don't have ID on me, but I didn't want to go through that whole ordeal, so I just was upfront with him. I was very courteous, I was very respectful, and then this cop, who happened to be the deputy sheriff at my school, chose to be extremely disrespectful to me. I said, I'll take the citation. I told him.
Was he trying to lecture you? I mean, was he just trying to just give you a mouthful?
No. He was out to get me in trouble with my parents.
Okay.
He did not give me a choice.
I see.
And
do your parents know you smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, I smoke. Well, yeah. That. I don't remember if you guys called, remember me from a while ago.
You were the guy with the sign on the cop?
The what?
Were you holding the sign on the side of the road, about the cops, the speed trap?
No.
Okay,
I'm the kid from Charlotte County who called in telling you guys.
Oh, that's right, you've used a bunch of drugs.
that was not a bunch.
Right, well, you've used enough drugs for your age.
And I wanted to thank you for introducing me to Arrowhead because that's helped me out a lot.
Oh, fantastic. Arrowhead.org, great resource for people that are going to do drugs. And, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we understand the reality in life is that people of all ages will do drugs. They want to alter their states of consciousness. So we offer the information that they need in order to help themselves stay alive in these events. And Arrowhead's got some great info, just the most honest information, ERowid.org, on virtually any drug that you can possibly think of.
We recommend not using drugs, but if you're going to, you should know what the heck you're doing.
Right. We know the reality is people will. And so it's called harm reduction.
Yeah, and... thanks to you, I probably would have tried to show off, but if I didn't know about Arrowhead, man, I honestly can't say I don't know where I would be, because it tells you like your dosages and stuff and what the negative, positive, neutral effects are.
Right, what to expect? It's got experiences from people that have been there, bad trips, the whole thing.
Oh, those are great. They're funny to read too.
Well, sometimes they're scary well. So, John, so you had this encounter with a police officer, and my question is, I mean, we live here in Florida, where we're doing the show from, and I've heard of this law. If you're under the age of 18 and a cop stops you for smoking a cigarette, you can get a citation, as you pointed out.
Yep.
But my question is, how Is there a mandate that you show police your identification? I guess there must be, right? Because if a cop says, "Excuse me, son, how old are you?" And you say, "Sir, that's none of your business. Let me see your identification." No. I mean, what? Are you breaking the law by refusing to show identification at all? Because if he can't prove that you're under the age of 18, how can he write you the citation?
Exactly. The only thing that I was worried about is the cops are such intimidating figures when you're a younger kid.
Of course. They're intimidating to adults.
Exactly. And especially, I mean, I was walking to my car. I had just gotten it. I mean,
right.
I was out driving around.
That was your birthday.
Exactly. And I told him, I bribed him $50.
Oh, my. You did not. What?
No, I did. I told him I'd pay him $75 not to call my parents.
What did he say?
The citation was $25.
What did he say?
He said, I'm trying to remember word for word. You're stepping into illegal waters, son.
He's right about that. You're bribing a cop, which is a whole other crime. Which is definitely something you don't want to do. Unless you know the cop's going to take the bribe, you probably shouldn't offer it.
Well,
hey, John, thanks for the call, man. And best of luck. Let us know what happens with your parents and if you actually quit smoking as a result of the four-hour class.
Well, you should get rid of the coffin nails anyway. They'll kill you.
Thanks for the call, man. Good advice, Mark. Good advice. 800-259-9231. I mean, really, they certainly don't do you any good. They don't do anything for you. They don't get you high. They get you a buzz, right? I mean, at best.
Well, you don't think that somebody who's been smoking for any period of time gets a buzz out of it?
No, I guess not. They just get their fix.
Yeah.
So essentially, all you do is you get impoverished if you're a cigarette smoker. I mean, $3 a pack, or in New York City, $7 a pack.
Yeah, I think
$8.
I think you should just use $4 a pack as your guideline.
That's more of an average now. $4 a pack. I mean, $4 a pack, one pack a day. Average smoker is higher than that, aren't they? Isn't the average smoker 2 packs?
Somewhere
or is that just what I've heard?
A pack and a half, I would guess, would be about average.
Yeah. I mean, that's $4 a day times 365 days. That's a lot of money every single year.
$1,200, $13.
That's money 14. That could go into your bank account. That's money that, you know, as a 16-year-old, when you become a 20-year-old, that's $4,000, $5,000 right there. That's a good chunk of a down payment on a home.
Oh, yeah.
That you've put in your lungs. 800-259-9231. But I don't care. It's your money. You do what you want.
And your lungs.
I would never pass a law against it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. All right, we might share this MPAA with this press release. They're gloating about busting the Pirate Bay. Also on the way, if we get a chance, immigrants, the proposal on the table now is to chip them with RFID. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Thursday edition, Inside Hour number 3. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find all kinds of stuff, including the listener map. Over 1,300 of our listeners have added themselves to the map. You can add yourself as well at map.freetalklive.com or just scroll around the world and see where our listeners are at. Map.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, I'm not sure how much of this we're going to be able to fit in. I want to get to this tracking device for immigrants. You had something about Alabama. Something's going to get cut. Maybe it'll be tomorrow night. But let's
vote tracking device.
MPAA thing first. Just to hear them gloat about how they shut down the Pirate Bay. We talked about this earlier in the hour. From the MPAA, Swedish authorities announced today they've shut down the Pirate Bay, one of the world's largest and most well-known facilitators of online piracy. With more than 1 million registered users, the Pirate Bay touts itself as the world's largest BitTorrent tracker, facilitating and enabling illegal swapping of millions of illegal copyrighted... They're putting the illegals in there. I'm not adding them. Illegal copyrighted movies, music, software, and games. The operators of the Pirate Bay has publicly ridiculed copyright holders and taunted law enforcement for years, claiming immunity to copyright laws. In fact, on the website, if you had gone to it while it was still up, they actually posted the cease and desist orders that they had been sent from the MPAA and these other groups, and essentially written responses laughing at them, saying, ha-ha, we're here in Sweden, you can't touch us. Well, they have touched. The operators, let's see here, the film industry, since filing a criminal complaint in Sweden in November 2004, we've worked vigorously with Swedish and U.S. government officials in Sweden to shut this illegal site down. Over 50 Swedish law enforcement officials executed search warrants and raids at 10 different locations, which resulted in 3 arrests and the preclusion of millions of users trading up to 2 million illegal files simultaneously. No, MPAA. Apparently they don't get this whole torrent thing. Either they don't get it, or they're just lying. Because they didn't preclude anybody. Those torrents are still active. Well, okay, unless they were... Okay, if they were being tracked by the Pirate Bay, then they might not be active. But some torrents have backup trackers, like ours do. So if one of our trackers goes down, the other trackers will handle the load. In fact, some torrent clients don't even require trackers. They can just sort of distribute themselves on their own. So just because the Pirate Bay is gone doesn't mean that these millions of users are not still downloading the files. Do you understand? These guys have done nothing. They've done nothing but harass a business, a legitimate business, a hosting company, breaking into their facilities at 3 in the morning or whenever it happened, stealing their equipment, and essentially it's a drop in the ocean of piracy. And the MPAA can sit here and gloat and talk about how great they are and how they've really struck a blow for the law, which is essentially all it is, and their copyright holders, because nothing's going to happen here. You've just made room for another website, presuming right. The Pirate Bay doesn't come back in 2 days like they're promising they will.
I would say that they put a small ripple in the pond.
Yeah, otherwise, nothing. So enough of that. They go on to gloat for another page and a half, but we'll leave that alone. And change to Sploid. Sploid.com reporting the latest in the immigration controversy. We've heard all sorts of proposals on Free Talk Live as far as what should be done about the immigrants. You know, the proposals that have ranged from everything from somewhat insane, that is to building a wall, to really insane, building a wall and mining the areas beyond the wall. So we've heard it all here on Free Talk Live. Apparently not yet.
Well, there's no sane solution to the immigration problem.
Well, there is one sane solution.
If you intend to keep them out.
Okay, correct. Well, here's the latest from Sploy. Not satisfied with building a wall along the Mexican border, politicians in Washington, D.C. are now discussing the idea of implementing immigrants with radio frequency ID chips.
Implementing or implanting?
Implanting. Thank you. Scott Silverman is the chairman of and CEO of Applied Digital, the parent company of Verichip, an RFID industry leader. Among their specialties is tagging pets, for instance, which is a useful service, in my opinion. You know, if your pet gets lost, you got a chip in there, you can make sure that that's your pet when you get them back.
But, now, the chip doesn't track them, like a little Spidey sensor?
That might be possible with this technology, but no.
That would be really good for a pet, by the way.
That's not how it works.
Senior Grouchy Pants got out one day and kind of left for a few days.
Oh, man, that would sell like hotcakes for
pets. Yeah, made me very upset.
That technology is not quite here yet, but we're getting there. Anyway, we're talking about
GPS for your pet.
We're talking about implanting this into people. So here's what this guy said, the CEO of this company on Fox and Friends. He said, quote, it's an election at the part of the immigrant or an election on the part of the government. So he's saying that, sure, the immigrants could voluntarily get this chip, or we'll just force it on them. We've talked to many people in Washington about using it. Silverman then tried to make it sound like he would be doing the immigrants a favor by implanting a tracking device in their bodies, saying the chips would be a benefit to the person that's in the guest worker program, because if you leave your guest worker card at home or you leave it at work, you're not going to be able to go back and forth across the border. Essentially saying if you are a guest worker and you don't have one of these chips and you make a mistake and you get caught at one of these checkpoints we talked about earlier this week, they'll just deport you. And if you have the chip, you got a second chance. You can prove that you are who you say you are.
So it's an advantage.
So Silverman's chips are currently being used to hold people's medical records. The most notable guinea pig will be Tommy Thompson, President Bush's former Secretary of Health and Services. He apparently has volunteered to get on board with this. Also, this guy himself, Mr. Silverman, has also said that he'll step up, and he's vowed to be tagged as soon as the hospitals in his home state adopt the technology. That was Tommy Thompson that said that. So here's the proposal. Immigrants chipped by force. That's the proposal. Well, now, why is this...
You can't force them, because they can just pry the little chip out.
I suppose you could cut it out of that portion of your arm. Absolutely. But nonetheless, who really wants to, you know, cut themselves? I guess the people that want to be here illegally the most would, right?
Right.
So that's a great point. Unless they can implant them deep enough to where if you were to cut in so far, you might hit an artery and kill yourself. I'm sure they could come up with something like that. But the really interesting point about this is we've had all kinds of people call in to Free Talk Live over the last couple years and they claims like, oh, we've got to stop the NWO. They're going to chip everybody. This whole paranoid conspiracy mongering stuff about how there's a dark cloak conspiracy of people around the world plotting to control the world. And one of their claims is that eventually they're going to monitor everybody. The paranoid people's claims is that eventually we're all going to be forced to have these chips. But the funny thing is, the very same people that have these NWO claims about the world conspiracy also believe that the immigrants need to be kept out of the country.
Right.
Which is weird to me, because the same people that seem to understand, on the face, if you read everything that they write, they seem to understand that the government's bad. They seem to understand that it's evil and plotting. But yet they believe the government can keep immigrants out. It's that old, conflict of, well, we believe the government can do this for us, but they shouldn't be doing anything else. But now here you are with a real conflict. The immigrants that they want to keep out so bad are going to be the excuse for implementing the technology that they fear so much. Welcome back, Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We need your votes. It is the first day of the month, which means the voting totals have reset. So, therefore, we've got to push for votes yet again. I think we're currently ranked at number 2. We were number 1 earlier. We've since been displaced. And it's going to take a lot of effort to get to number 1 again and to retain number 1 throughout the entire month. So we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote. It's simple. All you need is an email address. You will not be spammed. It's free. It's fast. In fact, we need you to tell some friends about the show as well and ask them to vote at vote.freetalklive.com because we have to get do a better showing this month. Otherwise, we're never going to make it back to number 1. Vote.freetalklive.com. Really, do you want Free Talk Live to be defeated by an infomercial again? Because that's what happened last month.
Bummer.
Ooh, Liberty or infomercial? Vote.freetalklive.com. So the news is that, according to Sploid.com, the head of Applied Digital, the parent company of Verichip, an RFID industry leader, is starting to talk publicly about their discussions with government about implementing a tagging immigrant program where they shove a chip, an RFID chip, inside the body of people. Now, this is something that the conspiracy theorists have been talking about for the longest time. And they are right, okay? They were right on this one. And as we pointed out before, if it's two people plotting, then you've got a conspiracy. So, in this case, they've been saying for years, for over a decade at least, that these chips were coming. And they are here. And they are being used on pets. And now the proposals are starting to surface to use them on people. But the funny thing is, and I don't understand this, and maybe one of our more conspiracy-minded listeners can explain this to me. Because honestly, I want to understand, why is it that the conspiracy crowd is ignoring this article? If I go to one of their websites, I'll find any single day of they've got an entire section dedicated to the latest news on RFID, because they're scared of this. They think it's the mark of the beast. They think it's evil, and I certainly don't want one. I don't want the government tracking me. I don't know about the whole mark of the beast thing, but I just don't want the government tracking me. I like privacy.
This is the way the government solves problems, and the conspiracy theorists generally don't want the government involved in things, but when it comes to immigrants, that's where they feel they can do a good job. But you see, you let the government take care of something, and something insidious happens.
Are they going to make an exception? I mean, it seems like they're really vehemently against RFID, based on everything that I've read from them. Would they make an exception for the immigrants?
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think?
Well, I would think that they would see that first it's immigrants, then it's felons, then first-degree misdemeanors.
You would
then,
think you'd see them standing up against it right now. You would think that you would
public
see...
public school students.
You would think you would see the conspiracy crowd standing up saying, no, this goes too far, we don't want RFID used on even immigrants. But they're not. They're not even talking about it. Please explain. 1-800-259-9231. That's all I have to say. It seems like a contradiction. Seems like this is what they get. This is what they get for supporting government in one area. They want a government to take care of what they want a government to take care of those immigrants. Well, now here's how it's going to happen. They're going to chip the immigrants, and then that means it's just going to move right along, as you pointed out, to public school students. Well, we don't want them getting abducted from campus. Oh, we got to protect the children. Now, first, we're going to protect you from the immigrants by chipping them, and then we're going to protect your children from being caught by chipped immigrants by chipping the children, and then we should just chip everybody else for the hell of it.
Might as well.
800-259-9231. All right, so Mark, let's move along to Alabama. We are going to be able to fit this one in here. What's going on in court?
From the Carpetbagger Report, constitutional law applies to the states, even Alabama. The question of whether states can ignore Supreme Court rulings was decided a long time ago. Unfortunately, four leading right-wing judicial candidates running for Alabama's Supreme Court are still confused. Now, I didn't know that you ran for the Supreme Court
Maybe it differs by state.
It must. In a debate with powerful echoes of the turbulent civil rights era, four Republicans running for Alabama's Supreme Court are making an argument legal scholars thought was solved in the 1800s, that state courts are not bound by the U.S. Supreme Court precedents. The Constitution says that federal law trumps state laws, and the legal experts say that there is a general agreement that state courts must defer to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I'm no constitutional scholar, but does the Constitution say federal laws trump state laws? I don't think so. I think the Constitution says that the specifics in the Constitution override the state. So, for instance, a state can't outlaw freedom of speech because that's enshrined in the Bill of Rights. So that overrides it. But the Ninth and Tenth Amendments very specifically give states the rights to make their own decisions and their own laws and choices.
Well, the Supreme Court essentially decides what's constitutional, what's not constitutional.
I see.
That's its role. So anything the Supreme Court says is essentially the Constitution.
Okay, now we're talking about the Supreme Court, and that's more accurate. Okay. I just want to make sure we're
being
accurate.
It just gets a little weird, and I'm not sure of course I don't agree with it. The Supreme Court's made some crazy rulings, especially interstate compact.
Got it.
Okay. Yet Justice Tom Parker, who's running for Chief Justice in Alabama, argues that the state judges should refuse to follow U.S. Supreme Court precedents they believe to be erroneous. Three other GOP candidates on Tuesday's primary have made nearly identical arguments.
This isn't a shocker, Mark.
No.
This is just what they've been doing.
This is the state that brought us Roy Moore.
Well, this is also what they've been doing around the country, just privately, in court. know, for instance, when Irwin Schiff or one of the other tax freedom protesters has been brought up to trial, and they'll come up to the judge and say, I'm going to submit this in evidence, this Supreme Court case, because there's been plenty of Supreme Court cases that have outlined the fact that you don't have to pay the income tax. But the judges just essentially say, what? You can't bring that in my courtroom, and disallow the evidence. They disallow the citations. It's just that now they're being a little more honest about it. Now they're actually coming out in the press and saying, Supreme Schmeme, forget about
them. Convenient for us.
More on the way. Your show. You take control. Even these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. If you want to get in, you better do it now. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Now, how do we afford all that stuff? Well, we ask for voluntary contributions. That's how it works. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, we ask that you amplify. What's that mean, Mark?
Well, it means that you voluntarily give us $3 a month in order to join the little amplifier club where you get a couple of perks. It's
not so little anymore. We've got over 200 members, 200 amplifiers. It's not too shabby.
Well, it's little if you think it's $3 a month.
I guess. And actually, that's the minimum. Some people are very generous and give us 5 or even 10, even 25. But we don't. All we're asking for is 3. And you don't get any upper tiers or anything if you go for the 25.
I'd rather have
just being very generous.
I'd rather have five amplifiers at $3 than I would one amplifier at $15.
Absolutely. The reason why is because if one of the amplifiers at $3 drops off because they've got some bills that they have to pay, which is what happens. People come and they go. Obviously, we prefer if you stay. But if you lose a $3 amplifier, it's not as harsh if you lose a $25 amplifier. But nonetheless, they're all equally important in my eyes. And I'd like to point out that we're actually coming up on the first anniversary of the AMP program.
Really?
Yeah. The 17th will be the first year that the amplifier program has been in existence. And I consider it a tremendous success.
I'd say it's a success, too.
Thanks to you guys. Not only are we using the $3 that we get from you to promote the show to the radio industry, we're buying, for instance, magazine advertisements in Talkers Magazine. We're buying also Internet advertisements to get more Internet listeners. So not only are we promoting it to stations and online, but the money's also going to other Free Talk Live promoting venues. For instance, we're going to New York City next week to a radio industry convention. So we're going to go kind of schmooze it up with the big industry big wigs and let them know that Free Talk Live is out there and serious about being a player in the business, about being a player in the game.
And how does that benefit amplifiers? Well, they can say, we knew them when.
No, it benefits them because we sign more radio stations and we get more people on board hearing the message of freedom and liberty. Really, it's also kind of a libertarian outreach program in a way.
I mean, a pretty effective one.
Yeah, you do not get results like this from contributing to the Libertarian Party. That's for darn sure. $3 a month. Amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, you get perks as well. You get access to classic archives and more.
We say that everything on the web. You say that everything on the website is free, and then they get perks. Is that a fair statement?
Those things are behind the amplifier-only forum on the bulletin board system. So technically, that part of the website is not even visible to you if you are not an amplifier.
Okay.
So therefore,
you
say
there's
not
member sections for other radio stations. I think we should work on other verbiage. That's what I think.
There's no member section because it's not passworded. Like if you knew what you were doing, you could sort of take advantage of the AMP program if you wanted to be that way.
Hack it.
You could.
I see.
There's no security there. So there. All right. So there's the amplifier program. Amp.freetalklive.com. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We're gonna leave you with a serenade from Tennessee. One of your police officers protecting and serving. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Early light was so helpless, paralyzed at the last gleaming was dry. Who brought us fight o'er the rapids we wanted less freemen and the rocket's red glare bombs bursting in air gave.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...